Welcome back to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Today is February 17, 2026, and we have a packed agenda filled with exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem, particularly around GPU optimizations and quantization techniques that are pushing the boundaries of AI and ML workloads. Let's dive right into our headline overview. Headline overview. 1. Advanced MXFP4 quantization. AMD's latest blog post details innovative techniques for MXFP4 quantization, combining fine-tuned rotations with smooth quant for near lossless compression in language models. 2. Adaptive top-k selection. A new adaptive algorithm that eliminates performance cliffs in top-k selection across different k values, optimizing performance on AMD MI300X GPUs. 3. RMPOP instruction for SevSnap servers. AMD is introducing a new RMPOPT instruction aimed at reducing overhead in SevSnap server environments, likely coming with the next-gen EPYC processors. HDMI 2.1 FRL support. Independent developers are making strides to implement HDMI 2.1 support for AMD GPUs on Linux, despite legal hurdles. Now let's dive deeper into these topics. Advanced MXFP4 quantization. The RockM Tech blog recently published a detailed post about advanced MXFP4 quantization techniques. As the demand for larger language models increases, the need for efficient inference methods has become critical. MXFP4, which operates at 4.25 bits, offers a significant reduction in model size while maintaining performance. The blog outlines how fine-tuned online rotations and smoothing scales can recover accuracy when quantizing language models to MXFP4. The results are impressive. The approach can recover about 45 to 55% of the accuracy drop on NSHOT tasks on models like Qwen-3-8B and Qwen-3-14B, retaining over 98% of the original BF-16 accuracy. The technique involves online rotations that apply an orthogonal transformation to activations during inference, redistributing outliers across multiple channels. This helps in reducing the overall value range within OCPMX groups, which is crucial given that the 4-bit representation can struggle with outlier values. Moreover, the combination of smooth quant with these rotations allows for a more nuanced approach to quantization. By fusing these techniques, the quantization process becomes more efficient, enabling better performance without significant overhead during inference. This is a game changer for deploying large language models on AMD Instinct MI350X and MI355X accelerators. 2. Adaptive top-k selection. Next up, we have a fascinating update on top-k selection algorithms, which are critical for LLMs and retrieval augmented generation workloads. The AMD team has introduced an adaptive strategy that eliminates performance cliffs commonly associated with standard radix sort implementations, especially at smaller k values. The blog discusses how the original EIDR library used an 11-bit radix sort for top-k selection, which, while effective at scale, faced efficiency issues during lightweight filtering tasks. To address this, the team has implemented a bitonic sort for small k values. This algorithm operates primarily within registers, minimizing memory accesses and atomic operations on local data share, LDS, which are often the bottlenecks in performance. The adaptive strategy includes two main approaches: block top sort, optimized for small input sizes, and block top filter, designed for larger inputs. By leveraging AMD's DPP instructions and vectorized memory loads, the new implementation can significantly reduce latency and improve overall efficiency. Additionally, the use of double buffering techniques to hide memory latency further enhances performance, especially in long context scenarios. This comprehensive optimization strategy is poised to deliver substantial improvements for AI workloads on AMD MI300X GPUs. 3. OP instruction for SevSnap servers. Shifting gears, let's talk about AMD's latest kernel patches for Linux, which introduce the RMPOP instruction aimed at reducing overhead on SevSnap servers. This new instruction allows for RMP checks to be skipped in scenarios where 1G regions of memory do not contain any SevSnap guest memory. The RMPOP instruction is particularly relevant for the upcoming EPYC Zen 6 Venice processors, which are expected to launch later this year. By enabling these optimizations, AMD seeks to enhance the performance of hypervisors and non-SNEP guests, ultimately improving the efficiency of server workloads. This development is part of AMD's continued efforts to optimize server performance and security particularly in environments that leverage SCSEMP technology. The patches are currently under review for inclusion in future Linux kernel releases, promising a significant impact on server performance once implemented. 4. HDMI 2.1 FRL support. Lastly, we have an exciting update from the open source community regarding HDMI 2.1 support for AMD GPUs on Linux. An independent developer has made significant progress in implementing HDMI 2.1 fixed rate link FRL functionality in the AMD GPU driver. Although AMD has faced legal challenges with the HDMI forum, this independent effort has successfully enabled HDMI 2.1 bandwidth capabilities for AMD GPUs, including HDR support. The developer's approach involved analyzing differences in GPU register states between Windows and Linux, leading to a working implementation for the Radeon RX 9070 XT. While this development is commendable, it's important to note that these patches are unlikely to be accepted into the mainline driver due to existing legal constraints. However, this grassroots effort may increase pressure on the HDMI forum to reconsider its policies, potentially paving the way for broader HDMI 2.1 support in future AMD GPUs. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the rapid advancements in GPU optimization and quantization techniques signify a bright future for AMD's role in AI and ML workloads. With the introduction of RMPOP-T and the ongoing efforts to enhance HDMI support, AMD is not just keeping pace, but is actively shaping the landscape of high-performance computing. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the innovations coming out of AMD and the broader GPU community. Thank you for joining us today on the AMD GPU Daily.